This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Noel and Philip. We are turning our attention over to the US, where investors in recent weeks have really been focused on inflation, with many fearing a possible hawkish shift by the Federal Reserve, as well as, of course, a spike in coronavirus infections, which could knock US equities off of their record highs.
But that seems to have abated for now, with Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying this week that the central bank can wait before it starts to eat its bond purchases despite surging inflation data points. But with the S&P 500 up about 16% so far this year and average valuations far above the 10-year average, are markets primed for a correction, or can this earnings season give legs to the rally?
Joining us on the line to discuss this morning is Grant Bowers, Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Franklin Templeton. Grant, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, historically, reported earnings tend to beat expectations by between 3 to 5%, but the average beat for the last four quarters is about 18% above analyst estimates. Can the market pull off another quarter of stellar earnings growth, especially since there's now no low base effect?
Well, thank you for having me this morning. I think when you look at earnings in the U.S., at corporate earnings specifically, they've been very strong, as you mentioned, with many companies beating estimates. Really, what this reflects is the pent-up demand that the U.S. economy is experiencing, really, as we've sort of post the vaccination, pickup in vaccinations in the U.S., and the rapid acceleration that we're seeing in the economy. So I guess while we would expect strong earnings to continue in Q2, as we're really lapping, right, that sort of peak quarter of COVID impact, which was a year ago, I wouldn't expect the beats to be of the same magnitude year over year. That said, current estimates are for 35% growth year over year in the second quarter in the U.S., moderating as the year goes on, but still probably seeing double-digit earnings growth in 2022.
Yeah, so just help us understand this. I'm just looking at the financial stocks. So far, high street banks that have reported their earnings see a net interest margin squeeze from the low interest rate environment. Yet investment banks, which also reported stellar earnings, saw their share prices being hit. Why?
Well, I think you have to remember that, you know, unlike 2008 and the global financial crisis, the great financial crisis, where the banking system was really at the epicenter of that crisis, with COVID, really it's concentrated on the consumers. So the U.S. banking system is very strong. It's very well capitalized. And they've been very in a great position to benefit from a reopening that we're seeing in the U.S. You know, low rates are a modest headwind to net interest margins, as you mentioned. But more importantly to the success of the banks and the profitability of banks is the growth in the broader economy and ultimately the state of the consumer, which are both very healthy.
In your view, are earnings expectations on the street too high for financials?
In our view, they are not. The banks, I think, will continue to deliver on the expectations that many people see out there. You know, it's a broad sector. There's many different areas. But as I said, the financials are very well positioned in this current market environment and should do very well along with the U.S. economy.
So moving away from the big banks, Grant, will the stars of this earnings season be big tech once again, or are there other sectors that you see could potentially stand out?
Yeah, well, I don't think you can ignore tech. You know, tech is incredibly well positioned for this market. You know, we've been focusing on companies that are benefiting from this migration from really an analog-based world to a more digital one for several years. We see this change as just to be truly defining of this market cycle. COVID in many ways accelerated the pace of this digital transformation. So, you know, tech should continue to do very well on the earnings front. We see tech as continuing their position as a market leader. Other sectors that are very interesting that we're paying attention to, the one, the top one that comes to mind is healthcare. You know, the long-term trends for healthcare and healthcare investments are very bright. There's a tremendous secular backdrop that really brings together an aging population globally combined with a rising middle class. And that's going to drive demand for healthcare for many areas around the globe, not just in the US. So, you know, we see healthcare as having a really interesting combination of innovation and growth that positions it very well for the future.
Well, inflation continued to dominate the headlines, and recent US CPI data for June was higher than expected. Should investors be worried that this might push the Fed to act earlier and cause a taper tantrum?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, inflation is currently running high in the U.S., but I think we would agree with the Fed as well as the Treasury that much of that inflation will be transitory, and we will see a more normalized level of inflation in the second half of the year. We've already seen, timber prices and lumber prices that spiked dramatically earlier in the year come off their highs significantly, really a leading indicator of inflation. And so in our view, that this scenario really wouldn't cause the Fed to raise rates or to act earlier than many people are expecting.
So besides inflation, I mean, what are the risks that we should be paying attention to here, Grant? For example, would it be recent domestic tax reforms, even the global tax rate that is currently being proposed?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because inflation, I think, really is the big risk out there for the markets, not just in the US, but also globally, because it's so connected to currencies. It's so connected to inflation rates, which in turn ties into, you know, equity prices longer term. As far as taxes and the tax reforms, you know, I think what's really more interesting there is not really what the risk of the taxes is, but the opportunities that the Biden administration is bringing about with some of their policies. Many of the Biden policies are far reaching, and they'll impact many industries, creating a lot of opportunities for investment. So a couple that, you know, I would highlight, because I think it's really worth talking about. One is the infrastructure spending bill, where investors typically think about roads and bridges and airports, but a significant portion of the infrastructure bill in the US is going to be focused on technology infrastructure. So broadband access, 5G infrastructure, and we think that's going to be a really interesting area. And then the other piece is going to be green energy. And there's a lot of businesses that are going to be incentivized to convert away from more of a carbon-based sort of market to a more alternative or renewable sources of energy, and creating a more sustainable business model for them. And so we're actively looking at a lot of these areas. And to us, those are what's really interesting. You know, some of the real obvious ones are electric vehicles in those areas.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's interesting that more economic opportunities are going to be created, especially in the medium to long term. But we just look at the S&P 500, it's at over 20 times forward PE, far above the 10-year average of around 16 times. Are current valuations still justified, or are corrections waiting to happen?
Well, you know, we don't see a correction happening in the near term. I mean, we pay a lot of attention to the different macro indicators. You know, we view the market as still attractive. And while valuations are near the higher end or the sort of historical range, the fundamentals are very supportive of those current valuations. So if you think about the strong GDP growth in the US, the strong earnings growth, low interest rates, and really the sort of, you know, reopening of the U.S. economy, I think, is going to continue to be a backstop for many equities in the market. And so we don't see a correction happening of any significant magnitude in the near term. And I think, you know, what's interesting is when we talk to a lot of people out there, there's a lot of investors who've been on the sidelines for this market, and they're waiting to invest. And any sort of pullback in the market probably will be met with some buying power out there by a lot of investors around the globe.
So given these current factors, Grant, how would you characterize your investment strategy for the rest of the year?
Well, you know, we see markets as increasingly, I think, looking more like they're in the middle of an economic cycle. You know, we saw a lot of early cycle type of sectors rally very strongly in the first half, right? But now as we look into the second half, I think a couple of themes will shine. One, we continue to like growth over value. We think that the moderating GDP growth environment, combined with some of the big secular growth themes that I've already talked about, digital transformation, fintech, healthcare, all are going to be big drivers and very supportive of growth relative to value, in our view. And then the second one, I think, is really speaks to sort of what we do, which is focus on high quality businesses. You know, we've seen, you know, businesses that have sustainable earnings and cash flow, great competitive positions that are experiencing strong demand and have pricing power should do well in the second half of the year, really reflecting a high quality bias or tilt to the broader market.
And what about small caps?
Yeah, small caps are very interesting. Small caps have, you know, obviously performed very well in the first part of the year as they tend to be more of an early cycle recovery story. You know, we think small caps are going to, the market is going to broaden out a little more. And so while small caps may not have the same level of high performance that they had in the first half, we still think they're well positioned and should continue to do well as they tend, you know, small cap companies tend to be much more domestic focused and the U.S. economy and focused on just the U.S. market. And we think that's going to be supportive for small caps as well.
Grant, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Grant Bowers, Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Franklin Templeton, talking to us about the US earnings season that is currently underway. I was particularly interested in his thoughts on what other sectors might continue to perform. And so his thoughts there were big tech is going to continue being a market leader. And of course, the spotlight on healthcare, which I think even here in Asia is definitely a growing industry, double digits, I think, over the past couple of years, what with rising middle class. The first thing that a more affluent population spends on is things like social infrastructure, healthcare, right?
Yeah, so I think in the long term, investors with that longer term horizon, healthcare will be interesting. And also, I think some new economic opportunities that may be created from the Biden's administration in terms of spending like infrastructure and the more, ESG theme type of stocks.
Yeah, I mean, he made the contrast that this crisis is different from the previous crisis, which was banking system related. This was a consumption crisis. And now that you have consumer confidence due to the original stimulus of injection, that's why you see the growth. And he's optimistic about the future because he's looking at Biden's infrastructure plan and he's seeing that more money is being pumped into digital, to green and physical infrastructure. So I think when I read the tone of his message, it's very optimistic for him.
Yeah, so we're going to be keeping a close watch on the earnings season as it continues to roll on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.